I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Remember hearing about the woman in Pakistan who was harassed by a mob because of her dress a few weeks ago? FMI's Nehemiah says a Muslim man thought the Arabic writing on her dress was from the Quran. He accused the woman of blasphemy, which riled up everyone in the crowded bazaar. Here's the part that didn't make the international headlines.
Christian man took the bold move to secure the woman within his shop and gave a refuge to this Muslim woman who was about to be killed by this Muslim violent mob. Meanwhile, two Christian salesmen who worked with this Christian shopkeeper formed a human chain, attempting to calm the approaching mob.
Actions like these can easily turn into gospel opportunities. Please pray believers in Pakistan will be bold in sharing Jesus with their Muslim neighbors. Meanwhile, peace is still far, far away from the Middle East, but that doesn't keep the church from laying plans for sharing Christ. Pastor Israel Pakhtar of the Beit Hillel congregation says they've planned an outreach trip to Beersheba later this month with 300 Israelis impacted by the war, now past its five-month mark. One of the church's ongoing ministries is to help resettle Jews returning to Israel from other parts of the world.
Generally speaking, people who come from Eastern Europe, they're not religious, and they are more open for the gospel. So, you know, they are kind of disconnected from their families, starting new life in Israel. Yes, it really caused them to be more open.
Part of the trip to Beersheba will include Pakhtar sharing the gospel.
We're praying that the Holy Spirit will reveal Yeshua, reveal Jesus. And many of them will be touched.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.